zikr, and the last one, real intelligence, real aql. Okay, let's go there, because by touching, you will have a little bit of information. That's not enough. This is a long paragraph. Why? And the story finishes first page. Finished. It was so simple that, okay, once upon a time it happened like this, there was an elephant, the people went in, everybody touching had a judgment that, okay, it's like a pillar, it's like, I don't know, a fan, or it's like a pipeline, or whatever. This is how silly it is. If everybody had a candle, they would see it all. The vision we are talking about, the light we are talking about, is that candle. Do you remember that candle? Did we talk about that candle? Yes?
Probably.
When?
we talked about the light.
How about today? How about today? You forget. I started with the light in the dream of Pharaoh. There is that sparkle of light. That's Moses. Moses is light. Enlightenment means becoming Moses. Be Moses. You're both of them. Turn it around, that Pharaoh will become secondary. That's it. Conquer your arrogance, then you're it. As simple as that, right? So we come back to the light again and again and again, because suddenly it will make everything clear. So he goes on with the explanation of that. To go where? He started to say, listen, first of all, let's not forget that we are not talking about the primary level of meaning. We are talking about the deeper level, right? So let's forget about the primary level. Because here we are not sitting down to scientifically explain something, remember? This is the exceptional subject, is love, doesn't have a rule, and everything is all about to feel good, period. You cannot force yourself to feel good. But you can learn. First of all, when we talk about the water, you should think about water of the water. That's the deeper level of the meaning. When you're talking about yourself being alive, you're talking about the essence of life, which is running this machine, right? Whatever this machine is doing is because of that essence, right? That essence of life to us is another machine which has another essence which is running it. That is the point. The point is, yes, I refer to the beginning of something, right? But is there any beginning here? Do you remember we talked about the beginning and the end? And we said, yeah, when you're looking around physically, there is beginning, process, then the end, right? In the deeper level of the meaning, there is no such a thing. First is the end. Do you remember? First, I think about having an apple. Then I go and plant a tree. Then I wait and I do all of this, and after a couple of years, what is out there? What I had in mind, the idea is first. Because we are idealist creatures. We have ideas. A monkey doesn't. That's the point. He said, let me talk about that water and the water. And the breath of the breath. Everything, when you want to go deeper, remember. Of course you could, because whatever you find the essence, has another essence to it. And you have to go all the way to the only essence of existence, which to us is Hak. After that, everything is the outcome of that essence and a form that presents that essence. Existence to us is manifestation of his creation. It's like that. He talked about that and then went back again to the thing that he repeated, I believe, several times, and he will do so especially in this book, when he says, listen, when I'm talking, you shouldn't listen to what I'm saying. You should listen to what I have in my mind. You know why? Because what I have here, and I want to give it to you, it doesn't fit in the words. Yes, I make stories. Do you remember a couple of sessions ago, he said, oh, alas, everything I explain is in you, but you just refer it to Pharaoh as if someone else did this. Again here, he will say, okay, the speech cannot bring this out. And I will make an example. That example could fool you to think something else. What could we do? Because here, I'm trying to make a human being out of you, and you are trying to make a tree out of yourself. You love it if you have some roots, because you feel established, you have roots in the earth, and you need nothing. Everything is supposed to come to you, and you are the tree. And more than that, with the wind coming and going, you move your head as if you are alive. This is the natural way of this, if you don't help it, because we are born from that mud. We are born from the mud of life, so our feet is in that mud. The mud is our earthly part. The mud is fellowship. Remember that natural part. He said, oh, I'm trying to teach you to forget about that truth. You are a human being and you have to move around. I'm talking about a different subject here, this wisdom. And this wisdom will come to you when you have no barriers, no curtain, putting here and there. This is the only way for you to fly in this universe. Do you remember when you arrived from non-existence to existence? Of course not. Then you don't remember anything. So let me tell you something. Forget about the intelligence, then intelligently listen to me. Forget about these physical ears of yours and then listen to what I want to say. Because all the problem is that you were sticking to something. You want to hang on to something. Isn't that true? That you always want to have something to hang on. This could be an idea or, I don't know, a party or whatever. I said, because you are raw. The raw fruit will stick to the stick, strong. When you're ripe, when you're good, you let go of the tree. The bases you learned were good, but there should be a moment that you could let go of all of that. Listen differently, because we are talking about a different subject. The last words we heard, he said, if you are really strongly opinionated, alas, that's the worst thing. Because that's like being in the womb and drinking the blood. Remember, we talked about it. That's the primary information that comes to you. The education that the society will give you is not the knowledge. It's just education. It's for a period of time. Then you grow up, then you go and learn and you become master and do something. There are a lot of those primary stuff that you should let go. And here, when I talk about it like this, I arrive at the point that I don't know what to say. Because I believe I told you everything, and the rest of it I believe that Holy Spirit should tell you. Or maybe not. You will tell yourself when you become one. Because for the moment, you are me and you. When you become that we, maybe you will learn it. And he realized that he thought, okay. Good dramatization, but what does that mean? Okay, there is something that I have to tell you, but I won't. Holy Spirit will tell you. No, you will tell yourself. All of that, what? Yes, poetry, we love you. What did it mean? He said it, like the moment that you will sleep when you are dreaming. Where are you? Are you beside yourself or you are gone away? In your dream, you will listen to something and you think that somebody told you something. You are telling yourself that stuff. Nobody is talking to you. Isn't it? When last night you had a dream and a policeman told you, please don't jaywalk. Who was telling you that? A policeman? You were telling yourself. When you dream, you become closer to yourself because the divider is turned off. This is the divider. Do you remember from the first day I would say there is an illusion, which is the base of intelligence. Intelligence starts with a mistake. Not mistake, but yeah, practical mistake. What was that, remember? In your brain, there is this concept of me and the rest. There is no such a thing. You and the rest are one. You see, and the rest, there is no other. But this, the brain in all animals, is born with the concept of me and the rest of the universe. That's the base of inflating ego. Me and the rest of the universe. He said, okay, let me tell you about that. You know who are you? You are the fellow in the dream, which has nothing to do with reality at all. Over there you talk to yourself, you're close to yourself, and you even fight yourself. Because you fellow, you are not one, you are not two. You are a group of people over there. Do you remember when you were six? And you learn how to ride a bike and go for a ride with the friends. Okay. That is a fellow in you, which has nothing to do with the other fellow who is technician and could repair a watch. These are two different persons. They're all in you. And they fight each other. Do you remember we talked about the fight? Permanent fight of the lady and the gentleman. Remember who won? Here, so there is a lot. There is even one over there that we like him because he doesn't like you. Remember? We call it consciousness. It's in you, but it's our friend, not yours. And it will fight you when you do something bad. So you are not single you. Oh, my good friend, you are